Love me tender, love me sweet.
But Jennifer's gonna start crying.
Never let me go.
Better than me singing.
You have.
It does bring out a whole new meaning when you go rub me tender. And you rub me. Yeah, a little back massage in here.
4th of July special edition of Rosie on the House. We're talking barbecue with the king. The king. Thank you. Thank you very much. The king of barbecue, Val Romero from Arizona Grill and Hearth. Just off Speedway on North Jerry behind the Dunkin' Donuts. But
the other D company.
Dunn Edwards Paint Company. All right. So let's talk a little bit about how customers can get engaged with you. You've got the brand new location. You've just been in since January. I was there 2 weeks ago, and you've got most of the boxes unpacked. You really look, you've got it looking in pretty good shape, and you've got a great plans for taking it to the next level. They walk in. You've got the accessories in the back for anything they could possibly want or need to get the barbecue done. You've got the grill units up front. You've got some fireplace and hearth displays as well.
Mm-hmm.
What else do y'all do?
Well, in regards to the barbecue aspect of it, you know, we sell a lot of the retail aspect, but we're not just selling the product for the most part. We're selling a more of an experience for our customers. A lot of times they'll come in, they just bought a new home, nothing in their backyard, so they need assistance designing a barbecue structure as well, too.
Boy,
so,
don't you love those blank slates?
Love them.
Oh, baby. You got nothing to move out of the way. You got nothing to tear up. Yeah, baby. Leave it to me. I got this.
Yeah. So we can, you know, create anything that they want. If they, you know, a lot of people are going now with the barbecue gas grill with their charcoal smoker combo in a structure by itself. Fire pits on their fire or on their barbecue island tables as well too, but we help design, do some renderings, get them the feel of what it looks, what they want to put in their backyard. So that is a service that we do offer, and then we pair them up with the proper equipment that's going to make their barbecue experience and outdoor living experience good. We do tons of fire pits as well too. That's kind of a package deal on a lot of these things with these blank backyards, and then also customers that do have existing backyards. They just want to upgrade their grill to an outdoor barbecue structure. To do that, a lot of people don't know what grill they want to purchase. So what we've done, it's been about 4 years so far. I started a barbecue party that I hold once a month. So I have customers. I give up customers the opportunity, also contractors, landscapers, whoever, to come on in to our showroom. We've got an outdoor area where I've got all the grills that we sell ready to fire up.
Now, when you say all the grills, you say you got like 5 or 6 that are all plugged in, plumbed up, ready to go?
More like 12 to 14.
12 to 14 units ready to just grill them up.
Grill them on up, yes. Yeah, so what we do is, again, we host it once a month. You bring your main course.
What music do you play?
we have a mixture. Sometimes we'll do Hawaiian. Sometimes it'll be Elvis. Sometimes it'll be 80s. Sometimes we'll just go crazy. It doesn't really matter. We play.
All right. So it's a party at your place.
It's a party at my place, basically. Bring your main course. All the spices, sauces, seasonings, and rubs that you could possibly want to put and prep your food on, we have. And all those spices, we also sell at our store, too. So you can try those as well as cook on the different grills. I supply, you know, smoked meat. We're usually smoking something on the Primo smoker, tenderloin, chicken drumettes, something along those lines, beef tri-tip, or we're also cooking on the pellet grills as well, too. So just adding some smoking to that so people can experience that without having to spend the whole, you know, 6, 7, 8 hours doing that. I've done that in prep of that one.
All right.
And then normally have like baked potatoes or a side of something along
those
lines. Now,
I've known you a couple of years, and I'm just curious about one thing. How do you get invited to this thing?
Well, if you email me,
okay,
we can put you on the email list.
All right. How do we do that? What's the email?
The email address is Val, V-A-L, at azgrill, A-Z-G-R-I-L-L. The letter N is in North, Hearth. H-E-A-R-T-H.com.
Okay.
And then we can put you on that list. Also, if you Facebook friend Arizona Grill and Hearth, we put a post on that showing the dates that the barbecue party is going to be. And then usually about a week or two beforehand, we'll send out invitations to all our friends on okay. that one as well, too. So if you want to get involved, those are two ways to do that.
I bring my own meal.
Your main course.
I bring whatever I want to grill up. You've got the various different spices and sauces and rubs and all of that. And then you've got 14 grills lit up, ready to go. And I can try any one of those.
Correct.
That now, you know what? That's the way you shop barbecue equipment. That's an awesome concept.
Well, thank you.
How many people do you have at one of these events?
Well, it varies. And it's great. Sometimes we get a small spattering, maybe about 15, 20. Last week's event or last month's event was about 50 to 55 people that showed on up. There is smoke filling that backyard, let me tell you.
Man, you must be like the neighborhood draw right there. Do you have to call like Tucson Fire Department and say, hey, it's just our monthly party. It's just our monthly party.
Well, probably when we hit up that 100 people space, you know, we might have to be calling them to let them know. Don't send a fire truck.
You had mentioned a couple ways people could find out about this event. I'm thinking another way. You can just wait and watch the Chick-fil-A cow start to migrate out of Tucson, and you know, it's close to the monthly grill. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation and wants to know what Val thinks about pellet grills. We'll start there next.
A little less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less spark. A little less fight, a little more spark.